Verily, you are a great God. You threaten, you terrify, you bewitch.
With these words, the French surrealist André Breton described in a poem from 1948 an ouli, one of the sturdy, somewhat squat, wooden sculptures that riveted the attention of European artists, collectors and scholars of Oceania since the beginning of the 20th century. To this day, the ouli are considered among the most impressive examples of art from Oceania. Ouli figures originated in northern central New Ireland, an island near and belonging to Papua New Guinea. The sculpture displayed here was acquired before the First World War by Franz Boluminski, who was an administrator on the island during the period of German colonial occupation and assembled an extensive collection of ethnographic artifacts. Typical characteristics of the ouli are their oversized heads, crowned with a high comb, bearded faces with expressive eyes made from the shells of marine snails, and the hermaphroditic combination of a large penis and pointed feminine breasts. Some ouli also had an additional small figure on either side, or, as here, a single figure in front of the torso.
Through the first quarter of the 20th century, ouli figures were displayed on New Ireland in small huts as part of extensive ceremonies for the dead. Only men could partake in these events. Women were strictly forbidden from even looking at the figures. Some rituals of the ceremonial cycle, which lasted for several months, appear to have been linked to concepts of fertility. The ritual burial of human skulls, which were planted with the seedlings of certain plants, seems to support this view. Under the influence of Christian missionaries and the Australian colonial administration, the ouli ceremonies were eventually abandoned. The meaning of these figures is controversial and as ambivalent as their gender. Some anthropologists interpret them as representations of mythical, hermaphroditic beings, some as embodiments of the double-gendered moon, and others as images of deceased clan chiefs. They may also symbolize the masculine and feminine traits necessary for the survival of society that should be embodied in a leader: nurturing care, as well as virility and power.